Next item is change of zone number 1623, W&J Jones Family LP.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone 1623 as well as change of zone 1624, I have some areas of clarification that I need to seek with the council, and as well as having perhaps some input from my fellow commissioners on this. That being said, I'm not prepared to make a motion today. More, I'm looking for some discussion and perhaps some clarification that may have to occur later, but I do have some issues of concern.
You're talking council, SEL council, not CIL council?
No, as in our legal counsel for the commission.
Okay, just wanted to make that clarification.
I may get counsel from council later, but that's another matter.
It would be inappropriate to get it now. So.
Correct, thank you.
You may get it later.
And part of my seeking clarification is this, for me, is a new situation in that we're presented with the use of a golf course as part of the open space. And while that may be permitted, I have concerns as to how we can address this in the event the golf course stops functioning as a golf course, you know, because it's not like a golf course within a, to me, it's not the same as, for example, the golf course inside of Baywoods, which is being run by the same organization and is integrated in that community. This is kind of more to the side and is going to be operated, as I understand it, by a separate entity, other than the homeowners association. So it's kind of different in that.
It would only be different on change zone 1624.
Right.
It was 1623. You can't put conditions on it. Right. It's the golf. It's the little commercial
piece. I understand that. But anything that may be the impacts on the MRRPC may also have some impact on the design of the commercial piece. I know that while they're separate.
But the entrance goes through it, yeah, I'm sure.
Yes. And for example, one of the issues or questions for me had to do with the operation of the golf course itself, because as part of the public hearing, it was discussed that this golf course was the open space for this MRRPC. Yet access to it, public access to it, is through a separate parcel. It's through the Gulf Fairway Village, which is actually a separate property. And so I wasn't sure if this in fact got divvied up. Is there something that says that the golf course still is entitled to use of this right away through this other, you know, parcel? Or does perhaps this project have to be redesigned to have a public entrance going through the MRRPC to access the golf course? So there's, you know, there's, I don't know if there's information on the record somewhere that says that the golf course, the par three golf course, is entitled to have access through Fairway Village or not, you know, or whether
it already exists.
Yeah, it already exists. I suspect it's a part of that parcel.
Because at one time it probably was.
Yeah.
And that already exists. And the way they exhibited in the public hearing process was there's an access through the Fairway Village complex as it exists, and an additional access through the project of the RPC. And there was like separate driveways going down to the little driveway going down to where the little pro shop is.
Right. That's why I didn't know if that, like, certainly that would easily accommodate, you know, the public access to the golf course through that roadway that they showed on their layout. But I
think they said they weren't going to, well, you couldn't really deny public access, I guess, because they're going to be most likely people that live in the RPC or their guests that would be coming in from that side.
Right.
I would assume.
Right.
But that's an assumption.
Well, the golf course is a business. It is not a piece of land. The piece of land that's the subject of our hearing happens to be a golf course at this time. And I think their question for us is that piece of land appropriate open space? because I, you know, whether it's a golf course or it's a horse pasture or growing soybeans, I mean, I don't know how we would be able to address that issue within our within the ordinance, because it's being used as a golf course now.
Right.
And I know your concern. Your concern is what's going to happen later on if it's used as something else, but I'm just not sure that's something we can address. But if you want to give Mr. Robertson time to...
I thought the advocate made a statement that he would not... The golf course would remain open space even if it closed up.
It did.
Well,
he did.
Yes. And I think that has to be, I mean, I think that's our, certainly would have to be our position, that regardless of what happened, if that goes through as open space, it's open space from here on, here ever after. And nothing else can, you know, that other than those activities that are typically allowed on an open space parcel would be allowed. So I don't think there's any question that it would. There should not be any question. I think we should. Any properly constructed motion would make sure that there was no question to that effect.
And they'd have to come in and reapply.
Oh yeah, that'd be right. Yeah.
I think the issue of the golf course was that it would become land of the condominium regime, and it would be leased to the management of the golf course or whomever to run the golf course as long as the golf course remained, and then once the golf course ceases to be in operation, it would be void and become open space. That's what I heard.
Well, in that case, then you really wouldn't be able to do anything else with it, only those activities that are permitted on open space by the ordinance.
The golf course or, you know, whatever.
Some of the recreation, I guess. Good question.
The site plan probably bears out who owns that road, that whether it's part of this parcel, whether it's part of the Fairway Village. I think that's probably an easy question to answer.
Okay.
With some quick
reason. I don't know. I don't remember if it's an easement through the Fairway Village or if, I mean, it was probably from the original track, but we'd have to look back into that. One of the difficulties of these applications, they were heard on December 11th. And we have 45 days to make a recommendation.
Right.
So we assume the possibility that this is going to happen, so we place the same items on the agenda for next meeting.
And that meets our 45-day limit?
That'll meet the 45 days.
So it'd have to be acted on.
Otherwise, it'll be past the 45 days if we go any further.
Well, since the revised agenda has been typed up, Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on changes zone number 1623 and 1624 for W&J Jones Family LP, and that they be placed on the agenda for our next meeting, which is scheduled for January 22nd.
Separate motions.
Yeah, let's do them separate.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning changes zone number 1623, I move that we defer action and that the matter be placed before the commission at our January 22nd meeting within the 45-day time frame.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that we defer action on change of zone number 1623, W&J Jones Family LP. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1624, W&J Jones Family LP.
Mr. Chairman, concerning changes zone number 1624, I move that we defer action and that this matter be placed on the agenda for the commission on the January 22nd, 2009 meeting, so we still comply with the 45-day time frame.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1624, W&J Jones Family LP. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next